It's Severe Weather Awareness Week, and all this week on Q92, we'll be sitting down and visiting with emergency managers, meteorologists, countryside public health officials, and more. And starting things off here on Severe Weather Awareness Week, we've asked Lyndon Warden to come into the studio. And Lyndon, what's your title here as an emergency manager?
I'm the assistant emergency manager here.
Okay. Assistant emergency manager for Loughborough County, right?
Yep.
And we visited with you last week.
Yeah.
Or last year.
Last year.
Yeah.
I was a lot more nervous last year than this time.
Okay.
It was my first time talking to you with this.
Yeah. You do a great job. So who's all on the Loughborough County emergency team?
Okay. We have Blaine Johnson is the emergency manager. And then it's myself as the assistant. And then we work with Dawn Bjorgan, who you'll hear this week. She's with public health, and she's part of our team, and she helps us plan and helps do some emergency work. And she also does some stuff beyond public health to help mm-hmm. us do some planning.
Yep.
And then Kirsten Gleggy is part of the family services chapter for that kind of stuff.
Okay. So what's your job description, Lyndon, as an assistant emergency director?
Well, we're not always responding to emergencies. We're preparing for them.
A lot of training?
A lot of training. Well, we've done the tornado training, but our job isn't really, we're not the first responders. We are there to help plan for the first responders, help prepare other things for the first responders, get accesses and resources. So we're more of a
organizer
management kind of a thing. We're not the first responders.
Right. I think we saw this after 9/11 or down in New York and other places. The entities that were involved in going there weren't communicating with each other like they should, or they had difficulties, and that's kind of where this is. Homeland Security is kind of created some of this, right? Am I wrong? Or
yeah, we've got to communicate. I mean, you start out, we've got Loughborough County Emergency Management, then you've got State Emergency Management, and you've got Federal Emergency Management. So we all have to learn how to talk together, and that's usually the biggest thing is the communication problem. When you have a disaster, you just count on that cell phone working, you count on all this stuff, but no, it doesn't always work.
Don't count on your cell phone.
That's
working.
Right. That's right.
I see you have a lot of information there in front of you, Lyndon. So I'm just going to kind of turn it over to you help us out understand what happens in case of an emergency and what the emergency team does.
Okay. Well, we've got an emergency plan for the county. And part of that plan is a sheltering section. So if we would, if the people in Madison would have to be evacuated or somewhere within the county, that's part of our plan. Where can we go with these people? I'm going to support the fact that don't wait for us to tell you where to go. Have your plan. Have you know where you're going to go. If you're going to be evacuated for 4 or 5 hours or a day, have a plan. It's going to be a much better place to sleep than on a cot and things like that. So, plan ahead that way. So we work with that a lot. And with that, we've got a new building in town, which most people know as the Merck. And we're going to start calling that for us the Community Support Center. And so what that is, it's not for everybody to go and spend the night. It's meant to be a multiple things, like maybe a relocation center or things like that. So we're kind of teaming up with them a little bit to try to work with our community.
Okay. Communication, you mentioned, is very important. Let's talk about that a little bit. How do people communicate, or how do you communicate with people when there's an emergency?
There's the classic, the siren, and that's going to go off here in Madison.
When?
That's going to go on Thursday.
Okay.
And I think in the morning and then in an afternoon.
Yep. No, 145 and 645,
yeah.
I think.
And, and the intent of running that twice is so that if a school or a business or anybody else wanted to activate their plan, then they can use that. That's what it's for.
Okay.
And then the other one is for basically another shift of people who would be working during that. So it's a time for you to practice your plan.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, and everybody has to have a plan, that's for sure, in case of emergency. I know I have a plan. You know, my plan is to make sure I have my shoes on when there's an emergency.
Yeah.
I hear that a lot, especially, you know, in Tornado Alley, there are a lot of people running around with no shoes, you know, because it happened so fast, and they didn't have their shoes on. And then you step on nails, and you do this and that. So
yeah.
Just
yeah,
little things like that.
About I think we talked about like an emergency kit last year a little bit, and, you know, what we can put in it. And you should have a plan to be able to stay away from your house for probably, you know, at least 3 days. So you're going to want to bring your money, your checkbook, your ID, your cell phone charger, medications, bottled water, snacks. Don't forget your glasses, hearing aids, dentures, maybe even your hearing aid batteries, because they go out too. Bring some extra food. You got to take care of your pets. You know, so you might have to have your carrier and find a place for them to go to. So a lot of it's in your plan beforehand, because you just never know when the emergency is going to happen.
Now, La Caparal, I'm on my cell phone. I get notices from La Caparal emergency. That comes from you guys, right?
Yep, that comes from us. It's called the LENS system.
Tell us a little bit about that.
The LENS system stands for La Caparal Emergency Notification System. And what that does, it will send you text when we have a disaster or a snowstorm or whatever we deem to be an emergency and important. So that will go out by text. And you have to sign up for those. So what you need to do is you need to go to the county website, which is lqpco.com, which is basically LacaparalCounty.com. So if you go on there and page down, you'll find a section for LENS, and then you just sign up that way.
Okay.
It's easy.
It's very easy. In which way, besides your phone, can over the computer too, or how does that work?
Well, you're going to get...
Is this for phone?
That one's more for phone. Okay. LENS is for phone.
Okay.
But, you know, you're going to have access to different weather options on your other iPads and things like that.
Yep. Good. So sign up for that. I encourage everybody to sign up for that if you're not signed up, and that's just LacaparalCO.com or LQPCO.com. Did I say that right?
Yep, LQPCO.com.
All right, there you go. So, all right, what else do you have there, Lyndon?
We were talking about this, the sirens, and I do want to make sure that we do note that Marietta right now does not have a siren working.
Okay.
So those friends out there in Marietta, try some other means of keeping track of the weather.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, we're building a new building here in Madison. It's the new government center.
Okay.
And that's going to be out north of town on Highway 75. So what we'll do is we'll have our emergency operations center in there now. It will move from the annex over to there. So we'll have that. So that'll be a nice to have over there.
Good. And that's where everyone comes together when there is an emergency, huh?
Yeah, we'll have meetings and make our plan.
Okay. You guys do a lot of planning throughout the whole year. So who do you work with? How often do you plan? Give us some examples, Linda.
Oh, well, we'll work with fellow government. So as we are the county emergency management, Madison also has their plan. So we coordinate with Madison. They've got a public safety group, and I'm part of that too, with sheriff and the fire departments and stuff like that. So we coordinate with the locals, and then we coordinate with the outside emergency personnel.
You like work with Dawson communities, Bellingham, and all the communities in the county then?
Yep. And you know, Dawson has their own city emergency management person, the police chief.
Okay.
But we also then we work with them. So they're not on their own. And then, you know, the big thing between what emergency management does, if you can think about that, not only the planning and the response, but that's where you get the recovery, you get the money back. And then you get money to do some better planning so that things don't happen again.
Right. All right. What else do we have here today? If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Lyndon Warden. Lyndon is the La Caparal County Assistant Emergency Director. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week. Of course, today is Alerts and Warnings. Lyndon, you touched on a little bit about alerts and warnings for today. So that's going to be happening in Madison here today?
That'll be here this week on Thursday.
Thursday is tornadoes, right?
Yep. And we're going throughout the whole week, we're going to be talking about the other types of disasters here too. So yep. I think you had mentioned that, but we're going to talk about severe alerts or weather alerts and warnings today. Okay. And then severe thunderstorms coming up. Wednesday, floods and flash floods. Thursday, statewide tornado drill. And Friday, extreme heat and wildfires. And wildfires is one of those things that's more recently added.
Okay.
So, you know, we used to have extreme
wildfires,
heat.
So add wildfires.
Add wildfires to Friday, too, now. And,
okay.
You know, with our, you know how it's been dry this year and different things. And we've had some fires, and they can get out of control. So maybe we got a little bit more importance put on that now, too.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what's happening this week. Let's run over them. Alerts and warnings for Monday. Tuesday, severe weather, lightning and hail. Wednesday is floods. Not too much flooding going on in Loch Prowl and, you know, the river.
Dawson can end up with some flooding
Dawson,
at times.
Yep. I've been over there helping sandbag over the years. And then Thursday, as we mentioned, tornado drill day and extreme heat. And now wildfires. So, you know, the fire department's fought a few wildfires already.
Right, yeah. They have, and they're out. So, Tuesday we got severe storms and lightning, and we got a, you know how everybody just wants to go outside look at it now because you got the, you want to go look at the storm. So, we've added a camera toward the top of the courthouse that views down Main Street.
Okay,
and you can use that to watch the weather. It's part of the emergency management program, so you'll be able to see. And we're working at getting that on the county website, so it'll be a live feed.
Okay,
so that'll be you don't have to look out the window anymore. Go downstairs,
bring your phone up,
and look at that site.
Yep. All right, Lyndon, might want to make sure we cover everything, and we did that you wanted to mention.
I think so.
Okay. The big thing is if you're not signing up for LENS in the county, give us that information again.
The LENS, you can go to lqpco.com, lqpco.com. That's the county website, and there'll be other things about the county, but as you scroll and look, you'll find the LENS tab.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for all you do and all this emergency management team. You guys do a great job. I know you work hard at planning. Hopefully, we don't have to use what you plan for, right?
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, we don't have to activate it, but yep. We got to have that plan because that just makes things work better.
What do you like about your job, Lyndon?
Oh, I like working with all the people that we you know partner work with. Yeah. Yeah. And it's just fun to go and you know, then when you get, it's nice to get to know the people because when you have an emergency response, you know them. And it's just nice. You can work together as a team that way.
That's right. All right. Thanks for coming in again. Right. Appreciate it.
Yep. You got it, Paul.
All right. We'll talk to you next year at this time, too.
You got it. Thank you.
Yep. Lyndon Warden, your Loch Prowl County Assistant Emergency Director. And we'll have more interviews. Tomorrow we're going to visit with a local, our Q92 meteorologist, Stan Olson. Stan has some really good information to share with you there. And then on Wednesday, Ryan Miller from Weatherology. You'll hear Ryan. You hear Ryan and his team from Weatherology on the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour here giving us the weather. And then as Lyndon mentioned, Don Bjergon will be in here Thursday talk about the health aspect from Countryside Public Health. And Maynard and I will go live Friday and talk about what the radio station does when there's severe weather in the area. Kind of interesting stuff there during Severe Weather Awareness Week.